Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Feldy bringing you the Daily Inspiration again. At this time, I would like to mention that if you wish, you may leave a message by entering 099 on your keypad at any time during this message. Also, I would like to mention that there is, on a Saturday morning, there is a Bible study, usually every Saturday morning, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's a live Bible study where you can call in and participate Saturday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And the number for that is 218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. So, as we look at the Word of God today, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 for today. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So Jesus was speaking and teaching that we should not worry what shall we eat or what shall we drink and what shall we wear. But then he tells us this: seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So as we look at the kingdom this week, I would like to ponder on this for a bit. What does this mean to seek first? When we seek something first, that means it has our first priority. It's our main interest. We can have many interests, but when those interests compete with one another, then we need to make a choice. This happens often in our daily life, where we would like to be in two places at once, and we need to make a choice. Or we need to decide what direction we want to go from here. What is our main interest? And those interests which win out over others have the higher priority. These choices that we make will show what we are seeking first and what has the greater importance. Seek is an action word. It is something we do. This is not merely a phrase to which we mentally agree, but it is something that is a part of our daily life. It either is or it is not. To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When we are confronted with choices, then those choices, the choice we make, the result of those choices, do show where our interests lie. Jesus also said several verses later in chapter 7, verse 8, he who seeks finds. Excuse me, verse 7, seek and you will find. Verse 8 says, everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. So we have this promise that if we do seek, we will find. We have this in God's word, that we will find what we seek. So what are we seeking most of all? What do we long for when our minds are not occupied with some task and we have a moment of quiet reflection? Where do our thoughts turn? What is our deepest desire and longing? Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. So how do we seek? How do we seek this first? We can't just mentally agree with it and not put it into action. We need to put it into action. In Romans chapter 14, we read that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I believe this is very important in seeking, is that we be led by the Spirit, because to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness does not come naturally in our human natures, but we must be partakers of the divine nature, as Peter writes. Partakers of the divine nature, have our minds renewed and be led by the Spirit so that we can seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Seek that first. And we have this promise, as mentioned, that if we do seek, we will find. Sometimes God may test the sincerity of our heart, but we know that He keeps His promises. The words that Jesus spoke will never pass away. And He said, he who seeks, finds. So today, let's seek the kingdom of God. And with that, I wish you the grace of God, and may God bless your day as you seek